Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 3, Hope in Holland, by Megan Armconnect, based on a true story. Grace was a 15-year-old girl living in Holland during World War II. The war had gone on for a long time. The people in Holland were starving, and they hoped the war would soon be over. The last year of World War II was the very worst for Holland. The Nazis took everything. There was no coal to heat the house. Grace couldn't go to school. She and her family had to eat tulip bulbs to keep from starving. They tasted horrible. Worst of all, Dad was still a prisoner of war. But people were hopeful. Some said the Nazis were losing the war. And in May of 1945, the Nazis finally surrendered. Holland was free again. People celebrated in the streets. Now Grace could go back to school. There were no soldiers to be afraid of. Best of all, one day when Grace and her brothers were walking back from school, they saw that the flag of Holland was flying in front of their home. Could it mean...
Dad's home!
Shouted Heber. Grace and her brothers ran inside. Grace threw her arms around Dad and gave him a big hug. He hugged her back tightly. It was so wonderful to have him home. Soon after that, packages of food, clothes, and medicine began arriving in Holland. The church leaders in Salt Lake City sent a lot of supplies to help people after the war. Grace even got a new dress. She had worn the same dress for 5 years, so she was very happy to have a new one. For the first time in years, Grace had enough to eat. The mission presidency and the government in Holland decided to start a potato project to grow more food. Church members planted lots of potatoes in nearby fields. By fall, they would have thousands of potatoes to eat.
Look,
Grace told Dad, pointing to a sprouting potato plant.
We'll never go hungry again.
Dad nodded, but didn't smile. He said,
President Zappi told me that the Latter-day Saints in Germany are still starving, just like we were. They're not getting help from the government like we are.
Dad put his arm around Grace's shoulders.
President Zappi has asked if we would give our potatoes to the German saints.
Give up our potatoes?
Grace cried. But the Nazis were from Germany.
I know it's not easy. But the people from Germany are also children of God. He loves them too. I forgave the Nazis for making me a prisoner. The Lord can help us all forgive.
Grace looked up at Dad. He was the bravest person she knew, but she didn't know if she had the courage to forgive like him. Then she remembered one of her teachers in school during the war. Her teacher had said that not all Germans were Nazis, and not all Nazi soldiers were bad. And now the girls and boys in Germany were starving, just like Grace had been. Grace took a deep breath.
I understand. Let's give them our potatoes.
Dad hugged her and smiled.
You are such a brave girl. This is a hard thing to do, but we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and so are our German brothers and sisters.
Grace smiled. The angry feelings in her heart melted, and she felt calm and warm. She could forgive the Germans, and Jesus could help her love them, too. The author lives in New Jersey, USA.
Sidebar. Latter-day Saints in Holland gave 140,000 pounds, 70 tons, of potatoes and 180,000 pounds, 90 tons, of fish to the German Latter-day Saints. Later, in 1953, the German Saints sent supplies to church members in Holland after a huge flood. Watch a video about the Dutch Potato Project at friend.lds.org during November. End of Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 3, Hope in Holland, by Megan Armknecht. Read by Scott Christopher, Gabe and Amelie Strongen, and Van Farnworth.